Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to This is Maria. Today, we're talking about chakras. Specifically, I wanted to introduce you to a framework called paired chakras. So this is going to be a general overview episode about paired chakras, what those are, what that means for your energy body, and how you can start working and, you know, with the paired chakras, leveraging this knowledge. And then also, we're going to dive into the first pair. We're going to dive into the pair that is the throat chakra in the solar plexus. Before we get started, just a couple of housekeeping items. My book, 72 Keys to Manifestation or An Ancient Path of a Modern Day Alchemist, is out and it is available through Amazon, Kindle, and Audible. It is a beautiful 72-day journey, one day per key, and it contains the information about how the energy works in the universe. And essentially, it is something that could help you manifest the life that you've always wanted. So it dives into things like sources of energy, how you can take one energy state into another, and essentially how you can materialize things. So I wholeheartedly invite you to dive in and dive deep with me through the lessons of that book. And secondarily, I would love for you to come join me during one of my guided journeys on our Sacred Universe podcast. I upload new journeys there every week. And so if guided meditations are your thing, I think you're going to love those. All right, my darlings, why don't we dive into the magic behind paired chakras? Now, just taking a step back, today we are only going to talk about the seven main chakras. There are paired chakras beyond this. Now, there are many chakras and energy centers of your body that are less popular, you know, compared to the seven main chakras, but you have to start somewhere, right? And, you know, we're going to walk before we run over here. So as you are looking at your seven chakras, the heart chakra is going to be the very middle, right? The very midpoint of your energy body. It is a convergence of energies. So essentially, it doesn't have a pair. Outside of maybe, you can consider your lower heart and the higher heart to be a paired chakra, but they're usually still, you know, technically the two should be combined into one in a high-functioning human that is going through their evolutionary journey. So it's not considered a paired chakra. That is a standalone chakra that is the very center of who you are, like your central crystal within your body, if you will. And then there are three sets of paired chakras along your spinal cord. The first pair is your solar plexus in the throat, right? The yellow and the blue pairing. The second one over would be your sacral and your third eye, right? So they're removed from the center, right? Like the way, how would you know that something is a paired chakra? You would look at the throat, sorry, not at the throat, at the heart, and then you would go one chakra up and one chakra down, and that's going to be a pair. Then you would go one more chakra up and one more chakra down, and that's going to be a pair, if that makes sense, right? So essentially the three pairs are the throat and the solar plexus, the sacral and the third eye, and also your crown and your root is the last pair. Paired chakras communicate more with each other and they draw inspiration and resource from one another, right? So they are very, very interconnected. Now, of course, all of the chakras are interconnected. Everything in your body exists within an ecosystem. Nothing is a vacuum, and that is beautiful. However, you should think of paired chakras as almost chakras or energy centers that share a common denominator. They share an energy. They share a stream. And that's why very often they would either mirror each other or somehow healing in one is going to lead to healing in another, or trauma in one is going to lead to trauma in another. Let's start maybe with the first pair, and I think things are going to start becoming a lot more clearer to you. Now, the first pair that we're going to look at is the solar plexus, which is your yellow, located in the middle of your belly, and the blue chakra, which is in your throat. If you have been with me, you have certainly heard me say that both of these energy centers are masculine. When you come into an incarnation, very often you would borrow the energies for both of these chakras from your father's lineage and from your dad specifically. So there is really no surprise that these two are intrinsically interconnected. Sometimes you would find that if one of these chakras is blocked, the other is going to be blocked as well. You would find that If there is a distortion in one of the paired chakras, there is a distortion in the other as well. So it is not uncommon to find that both of these are, you know, both of these chakras are either collectively underactive or, you know, collectively overactive, right? And it all, again, depends on the fact that the energies that run within lineage have some consistency or have this frequency that is the broader average frequency. So if you're downloading both of these chakras from your father's side, chances are the energy that runs through them is going to be very, very similar. Now, there is also a common energy center, almost like a pool, right? Like I said, almost like a well that both of these chakras like borrow from or take from, right? Now, there are the aspects of the shadow, like you know, anytime you're interacting with the world, you may be displaying, you know, the light side of the chakra or the shadow aspect of that chakra, right? And things may flip all the time because, you know, trauma gets resolved or new trauma gets created. And very often, if one of these chakras is experiencing a shadow state, the other chakra is going to mirror it and experience a shadow state. The good news is to heal a pair of chakras, you need to start with one, right? Because by creating healing in one of the energy centers, it's going to breed healing in the other just because they are that interconnected. I also find that when an energy is balanced in one of the chakras, the other chakra that is paired to it is going to be balanced, right? So if one chakra in the pair is healthy, the other one tends to be healthy as well. So they're either collectively healthy or collectively unhealthy. And that is good news, right? Because it helps put the framework onto something that perhaps has been a little bit nebulous. So in this particular instance, we're saying that the health of your solar plexus chakra, as well as the health of your throat chakra, not only do they have everything to do with one another, but they also have to do with your father's lineage. So let us dissect what these two chakras are responsible for. What are the energies that they carry? And perhaps this is going to start creating like a deeper understanding for you of why they became a pair in the first place, right? And we're going to start with the solar plexus. So the solar plexus is your chakra of identity. That is your chakra of self-concept. This is where, you know, your confidence lives. This is where your understanding of who you are and what you are is. This is also one of your solar spots. This is the chakra that essentially emanates, right? Like it emanates light. It emanates, it projects forth who you are. It would very often project forth the field of energy around you that could be quite palpable. So it is also your chakra of strength, right? It is your chakra of, in many ways, courage, although courage also lives in the root, right? In certain instances, you would have duplications like that. So your solar plexus is also has everything to do with your ability to stand up for yourself, your ability to fight for what's right, your ability to own things. So ownership and responsibility, actually, to a large degree, lives in the solar plexus. Your ability to follow through on things. So your solar plexus is a vast resource that enables you to do things like goal setting, enables you to do the achieving. It is also the chakra of motivation and that inner drive to do something in the physical. It is a very active chakra. It is the chakra that likes to be out there. It is a little bit of a conqueror chakra, but it's not the shy one for sure. And if we move up to the throat, it is also quite active, and that is very much a similarity. It's forward-moving energy. It is also the chakra that, you know, emanates instead of absorbing. The feminine chakras very often absorb. They are in the receptive state. The masculine chakras very often emanate. So your throat chakra, you know, of course, it is because it lives in the throat, right? It is responsible for communication. It is responsible for expression. It is responsible for language. It is responsible to a large degree for logic and even the intellect, right? How intellectual you are would live in the chakra. This chakra is incredibly connected to who you're meant to be in the world. This chakra is connected to your purpose. The chakra is connected to your North Star. The chakra is connected to your truth, to your honesty, to your integrity, to your follow through and follow up. Again, very similar to the yellow chakra. And only if the yellow makes you follow through just because you want to hit that goal, you want to go, go, go. Your throat makes you follow up because you said so. So for your throat chakra, your word is very important. Your ability to make things happen in the world is very important. The throat chakra is extremely concerned with things like impact. You know, are you having an impact on your surroundings? Are you being noticed? Are you being seen? Are you being heard? So that is the lesson of the throat chakra. Whereas usually your solar plexus is connected more to things like ownership. Who do you, who do you are and like, what is it that you own? Like, where is your territory? Like ownership as well of material things, right? Like that is all concerned. Like that all kind of lives in your, in your solar plexus. Like for instance, your root center would own the shelter, like the fact that you have a bed and, it's a comfortable bed, but that sense of ownership of like having a nice, beautiful home and, having earned it or, having bought a house, like that all lives in the solar plexus. So do you see how all of these energies are quite masculine? They're quite out there. They're very active. They're all about, amounting to something in the world. And they're a little bit relational in the sense that there is a little bit of that like need to express, to be out there. And they're a little bit of like me versus you. So like your competitive spirit, for instance, would live in both of these centers to a large degree. And both of these are masculine energies. Both of these are the energies that motivate you to go perhaps outside of your comfort zone. It's no coincidence that you borrow these energies from your father and his lineage. So very often, if your father is self-expressed, if your father is a good, speaker, if your father feels like he is on the path, right? If your father is honest, if he has integrity, you would have a healthy throat chakra. Same thing. If your father has like a big personality, if your father is a strong person, right? Opinionated person. If your father is able to achieve the goals that he's set for himself, you would have a very, very healthy yellow. You would have a very healthy solar plexus, right? And so again, and very often these energies go hand in hand, right? People who impact change, people who are strong, they tend to be strong kind of like everywhere in their lives, not just certain aspects, right? So those are your masculine energies. And then of course, the opposite is also the case. The opposite is also the case, meaning if your father or his lineage is blocked in their expression for whatever reason, then you're going to be blocked in your expression. If your father has a low self-esteem, if your father feels like he can never impact change, if your father feels like he cannot, stand up for himself, and all of those things, then you're going to have a weak solar plexus. It's not a predicament though, right? Like if you're working with energy, the good news is you can overcome trauma, even the trauma that runs in lineages. Now, does it mean that, and sometimes, let me just say something. Sometimes when you look at a person, even if that person is your father and supposedly, now there are exceptions to every rule, but supposedly you know your father pretty well compared to, some guy out there. You may seem like you know somebody, or like it may seem to you like you know them, but it's hard to understand somebody's internal dialogue. It is hard to understand what they have been through, right? Even with our own parents, sometimes it's a riddle. And so it may seem to you that your father is extremely self-expressed. And you may be asking yourself, okay, well, why? If my dad may be self-expressed, but why do I feel so blocked in the throat? And I'll tell you this. Some people who appear to have a healthy energy center don't actually have a healthy energy center. I'll give you a quick example. Somebody who has to resort to shouting or raising their voice is not somebody who has a healthy throat, right? So you may think that because your dad likes to resort to shouting, you know, during arguments. That means that they have a very expressed throat center and they have no problem expressing their needs. But it's actually the opposite. Anybody who has to resort to raising their voice actually is afraid of not being heard or has a history of not being heard or being bulldozed over or being, you know, gaslit and all of those things, right? So we have to also be careful here because there are many ways to be blocked in a chakra. There are many ways to experience a suboptimal, like shadow side of the chakra, right? For example, the shadow side of yellow is greed. The shadow side of yellow is control. The shadow side of yellow is being okay with taking somebody's free will and forcing them, right? And you may say, well, that is strength. If somebody can take away somebody's free will or force them into it, that means that they're really strong. And my father, you know, may be strong, so why am I blocked in the yellow center? If somebody is operating from a shadow state, if your father is operating from a shadow state, and you inherit those energies, you may become blocked in a different way, right? Like a shadow state of the chakra is not the same as a healthy chakra, right? So you may develop a blockage because for you, it's not okay to take away somebody's free will or, you know, control other people's behavior. But that may have been the behavior of your father that you have observed throughout the, you know, the years. It's because he was operating in the shadow and you, despite having downloaded those energies into your body, refuse to operate from the shadow. So you may be experiencing a block. Either way, right? Either way, healing the chakra for yourself, right? Like harmonizing that energy is going to really, really, really help you. But make no mistake, if you're experiencing issues in one of these chakras, you're experiencing issues in both. Same goes for overactive, right? Very often, if your throat is going to be overactive, your solar plexus is also going to be overactive. Overactive chakras are not great either. What's an overactive chakra? An overactive chakra is the one that is kind of like burning from within. It is the one that is so active that it quite literally eats up your resource like nobody's business. It's actually just as detrimental to have an overactive chakra as it is to have an underactive chakra. What are some of the drawbacks of an overactive throat? For instance, your throat may get tired if it's overactive, or you may call in disease, whether that is having a sore throat, you know, having flu or anything that's respiratory, or having thyroid issues. You know, very often a thyroid, an overactive throat chakra is going to give you a hyperthyroidism, right? Like an overactive thyroid. And an underactive throat chakra is going to give you a hypo or underactive thyroid, if that makes sense, right? Because everything is interconnected. The energy that you experience in a particular center of your body is going to be a direct reflection on the physical side of your experience. Same thing, going to the solar plexus. People with an underactive solar plexus are the people who are experiencing potential digestive issues, right? So it is what it is, right? Like if that part of your body is underactive, if you are experiencing digestive issues, cannot stomach certain things, look into the solar plexus chakra if you are, and try to understand if you're operating from the shadow space there and how to heal it. And again, these two are so interconnected that even if you think you're okay in the throat, but your yellow is problematic, both are most likely problematic. So, you know, how do you know, right, like that your throat is blocked? Is it always, for instance, not being able to speak up your mind? No, not always. Sometimes a block, and there's so many ways that your throat can be blocked. But for instance, if you cannot be loving in your communication, if you're very dry in your communication, if you're not a good storyteller in your communication, if you're inauthentic when you communicate, all of those are signs that your throat is not healed, right? And of course, if you're worried about speaking up, of course, if you're, you know, you feel like there are going to be repercussions for you owning your truth, that is very much a blocked throat center. And, you know, usually with a yellow, if the like when the yellow is underactive, how would you know? Like you're operating either from the shadow or block state. It's when your self-esteem is really low and you're really worried about being in action. You're really worried to take that next step because you feel not enough. You feel like you're never going to amount to anything. And if you have the crazy, crazy inner critic, in, you know, usually it is some type of shadow aspect of the yellow. Now, is that the only reason why you may have an inner critic? It's not. You know, there are other issues that, you know, the inner critic can pertain to. An inner critic can be connected, by the way, to the throat. And that is yet again how we find these chakras to be very, very paired, and they're each other's mirrors, right? So very often, your inner critic is also going to step in if you have trauma around being on the path, and that inner critic is always like in your ear being like, okay, you're not good enough. We're straying off the path over here. All right. I wanted to see if there are any questions from the collective around the paired chakras, or if you guys have specific questions about the solar plexus and the throat. I'm here to receive the question as long as it serves the collective. The question is there an exercise that would enable us to strengthen that connective space between these two chakras so one chakra can heal another and we can jumpstart this like beneficial circle? So the good news is the chakras are already connected, right? Like it's almost like there's already a circle that runs around connecting the two chakras. So I don't think that you need to do any particular work to, strengthen that space. However, there are things that you can do to optimize that space, right? Because if you have, you know, after listening to this episode, or you already have done diagnostics before, if you know that this area of your energy body is problematic, one of the chakras or both of them, what do you do? I think that's a very, very important question. So first things first, in a meditative state, you would want to imagine that there is a well in front of you. And that well is essentially split in the middle. On the right hand side of that well are the blue energies. And on the left hand side of that well are the yellow energies. The first thing that you want to do is mix those energies. Like literally take a spoon or take any, assistance, like any aid that you can, you know, that would enable you to mix the energies. Don't worry. It doesn't mean that you're somehow messing with your chakras. It's just easier to work with a space that is congruent, that is merged this way. And then you would, you know, as you're mixing the two colors together, you may notice that there are dark clouds that want to come up and like almost bubble up to the surface, or it's going to be like black bubbles. And that means that there is some either karma or just some suboptimal energies that want to come out, right? So you want to do this. You want to imagine that there is a purple fire or the violet flame underneath the well. And you want to accentuate the flame so that it becomes hotter. And so the energies inside of the well are starting to boil. And you would notice that these energies, you know, when the water is boiling, there are all these bubbles on the surface of the water. Essentially, you would see the same thing on the surface of this collective water. And these things, the black bubbles are going to start coming up to the surface. And what you want to do is you want to stay here and you want to release any of the things that you know that need to be released from these two energy centers. So like you want to just release the darkness and you want to release all the suboptimal energies, right? And allow them to escape into the ether or into the air via these dark bubbles. Once you're done with this aspect of the exercise, you may turn off the violet flame underneath. And you would want to imagine that there are black clouds that are emerging from the same well. And every black cloud is, you know, represents either a traumatic experience, a memory, a happening, a thought, sometimes a frequency, a thought form maybe, or any of the above, right? But it's a potentially problematic aspect, right? And you just want to release these clouds and allow them to escape and leave that space. And the last but not least is you want to imagine there is a waterfall of heavenly light that it would be the third step to this cleanse. And in this waterfall of heavenly light, you know, it kind of like falls over or upon this well. And the energies are penetrating the well of energy. And I want you to imagine that on the bottom of the well, there are like little holes. And so the dirt can actually sip through that, like nothing but the dirt sips through. And so as the heavenly water is pouring from the top, there is all of this dirt that comes out on the bottom, all this sludge, all this mush, you know, all of the things that are suboptimal that are just coming out of the bottom. And like you just want to allow this collective space to be healed and be cleansed in this way. It may also be actually healthy for you to jumpstart, going back to your question about how do you work with these two energies together. It may be good for you to establish like a clearing or healing loop between the two chakras. For instance, if you're feeling a little bit of a block in your throat, right? You may use the energy of your solar plexus chakra to temporarily cleanse your throat or heal your throat, right? So here's what it looks like energetically. Energetically, you want to imagine a golden thread of light leaving your throat, throat center. And you may imagine it like doing it from the front or from the side of your throat. It doesn't really matter. And what you want to do is you want to draw a circle. And that circle is going to essentially curve into your belly where your solar plexus chakra is and then come out on the other side. And the circle would complete itself in the throat center. So essentially you would draw a circle or a sphere, rather, if that feels better to you, that connects these two centers, right? And in order for you to jumpstart this clearing, healing exercise, you want to start from the throat center and you want to send an impulse of golden light and you want to send it, you want it to circulate all throughout the sphere and like wrap around the sphere. And so essentially that impulse of light should go from your throat to your solar plexus and back up. From your throat to the solar plexus and back up. And you want to keep doing these rounds or these circles many, many times over. And when you do, you would notice that the solar plexus chakra is starting to send healing codes to the throat. And as such, the throat is beginning to clear up, right? And that is how you use the fact that these two chakras are intrinsically interconnected so that you can heal one by the virtue of the other. Right. Now, will that process happen naturally over time? Yes. Like over time, let's say you heal your throat over time, that is going to impact your solar plexus. But if you need in the moment quick fix, you can also use this exercise as well. But I wanted to get back to the questions from the collective. I wanted to see if there are any other questions on this topic whatsoever. The question is this, you mentioned that we borrow these energies from our fathers. Should we be going back to our lineage and fixing those things on our father's side, or should we be working with our dads to fix this? And is that necessary? So the good news is everything in the world of energy is interconnected. The easiest place to start fixing the world is always you. So if you're worried about fixing something from on your dad's lineage, by fixing how the energy moves in your body, you inadvertently fix how the energy moves in the lineage. So I don't necessarily know that for this particular exercise, I would go ahead and try to fix the problem on the father's side or on the side of the lineage, right? I don't think that's necessary per se. But if you start working on yourself, again, it would get cleared up elsewhere as well. Now, there are instances where you want to do ancestral healing specifically, or you may come here, maybe a soul that came here with a purpose to do that. That's a different story. I wanted to make one other disclaimer. Sometimes I get asked the question, who do you borrow the energy from? Your biological father or the father that adopted you? Or like, you know, essentially if your biological father ended up leaving and your mom ended up marrying another guy, like your foster parent. And the answer is you borrow the energy from your biological dad unless something dramatic happened that you essentially... Let's say that in your dad's lineage, in your biological father's lineage, one of these chakras or both of them is really, really messed up. Through the fact that you're being cared for by another man who you may consider a father, although he's not a biological father, your body may have adopted the energies of this new father of yours as, your energies. But this often happens only in cases where the original energy that you had was suboptimal and this new energy infusion was very strong, right? So in other words, if your chakras were empty or somehow damaged by the virtue of you uploading certain energies from your biological father, then there is like an entryway, there is like a doorway for these energies to enter from your new father. But, if the vessels have already been full in and of themselves, you cannot really pour something into an already full vessel. That's the only thing that I wanted to say. And I don't want you to be stuck on, like, let's say your father has passed on, or you lost connection with your father. That does not mean that you cannot heal these two areas of your energy body, right? Like, it has nothing to do with who your father is, where your father is, and if they're presently alive. You got this, right? This is not necessarily the episode about how you can heal your throat chakra and your solar plexus. I have made episodes on my podcast before around each of the chakras. And those episodes dive into how you can heal it. This is more about the pairing. I hope you guys found it, helpful. If you're watching this on YouTube, please let me know what you think or if you have any questions. Thank you so much for sticking around and I'll see you in the next one. Bye, loves.